Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to a brand new week at Basic Gospel, only 11 days away from Christmas, Mr. Christopher. It's just amazing how time flies. We want to welcome everybody to Basic Gospel, and we have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. I've only done that 150 times a week, so one of these days I'll get it right. 844-322-2742. If you have something you're struggling with, if you have a particular Bible question you'd like to pose, well, we'd love to hear from you on this edition. And seriously, go ahead and get on those phones right now. 844-322-2742, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I tell you, this year, as bad as it's been for so many, it really has zoomed by. I can't believe that we are in December, 11 days before Christmas, and just a few days more than that, and we turn the calendar to 2021, and yeah. I'm sure there are lots of people that cannot wait for that event.
It'll be an escape, is what
that's
it
right,
be.
To get out of 2020 and start afresh in 2021. But thanks be to God that regardless of what's going on in the world, what's going on in our day-to-day lives, we know Jesus. We have Jesus Christ as the anchor of our souls, as our very hope, and we can always experience joy knowing him.
Indeed.
And contentment knowing him, that he is there with us, that he is in us, and that he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. So regardless of what's going on in the world, we can truly experience his love, grace, and mercy. And I say that's good news.
That is good news. Yes. It's Basic Gospel kind of news.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, as Bob said, we do have some open lines, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Go ahead and call right now. We're making the case for grace this particular month, and we would love to hear your grace story as well. And, Bob, it's kind of interesting when you look at the Word of God and you read all the various people that God has chosen to include in the story, to include in the Word, to, you know, tap them on the shoulders for a certain task or whatever. Whenever God shows up in their lives, it's never to bring condemnation or judgment or punishment or anything like that. It's always to bring blessing. It's always to bring life. It's always to bring goodness and kindness and those sort of things. And that just shocks you when you see it spelled out so clearly in the Word. I think about Abraham. Here he is just minding his business, and one day God shows up in his life. And you would have to think, you know, what are you here for? What did I do wrong? What's about to happen to me? And yet God told him a completely different message. He said, Abraham, through you, the world is going to be blessed. Through you, you're going to have a son of promise. You are going to become great. You're going to be the father of many nations. And all of these incredible blessings that God gave to Abraham and promises that God gave to Abraham that he brought to fulfillment in the person of Christ. We think about Joseph and Mary, and the angel appears to them and says, fear not, yeah. Fear not. Yeah. And that's God's message to each and every one of us. Fear not. I have something good for you in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And that's how God treats us all. He extends grace and mercy to us all. Now, there are many people that are going to reject that. There are many people who are going to say no, that are going to raise their fist to God and say, I want to live my life on my terms, by my way. I want to do it my way. So, God, just leave me alone. Well, when judgment day comes, they're going to wish they hadn't said that.
Yes, indeed.
But God had extended mercy to them and had given them chance after chance after chance to repent and receive this new life and forgiveness of sins in Christ. So we needed grace. What does God do? He shows up in our lives with all the grace that we would ever need to make it in this world, to enjoy a relationship with God. And one of the things that we see, all of us would be afraid of God because we're bound to sin and death.
Yeah.
As Paul wrote in his letter to the Colossians, he said, we were alienated and enemies in our minds because of our evil behavior. What we expect from God is punishment. What God delivers is reconciliation, is grace and life. Now, why is that the case? Why would we be afraid of God? Well, because we were controlled by sin. And what happens in this new life? What happens when we're made alive together with Christ Jesus? Well, that old relationship that we had with sin and death is severed once and for all. We die to the law of sin and death so that we could come alive in Christ Jesus. And that's exactly what Paul tells us in Romans 6:14. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are no longer under law, but under grace. When we were lost, we were under law. We were under the law of sin and death. We were mastered by sin. So the things that we wanted to do, we didn't do. The things that we didn't want to do, that's what we did. And that was sin living in us. So now that relationship to sin has been severed. We have died in Christ, died to the law of sin and death, so that we could be raised to walk in the newness of life. And that's good news. That's why Jesus Christ is a Savior. That's why he causes such great joy in our hearts, because of what he has done through his death, burial, and resurrection.
And that's a great message for Christmas time, Bob. Thank you for sharing. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. We'd love for you to come in and be a part of it at 844-322-2742. That, of course, good in the U.S. and in Canada. We have plenty of open lines, time on the clock. We want to hear from you. If you have something you'd like to share about how grace has impacted your life and you'd like to share that, well, we would love to hear from you again right now. 844-322-2742. And friends, Galatians 4 reveals an amazing truth, that when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law so that we might receive adoption to sonship. Christmas time reminds us of this amazing truth, friends, that in Christ Jesus we have received the gift of sonship. And friends, your gifts to Basic Gospel are helping to reveal that truth, the truth about Jesus, deepening faith in hearts and lives and families all over North America and far beyond. And for that reason, we're asking you to make a generous gift before the 31st to help us meet a critical need of $210,000. And that sounds like a lot of money, but you know, with everyone pitching in, no matter how large or small, we'll see that need met. So please visit basicgospel.net and click donate and make your most generous Christmas time gift. And thank you for standing with us to proclaim this greatest message the world will ever hear, the fullness of the love, grace, and life of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We would love for you to stand with us. Well, again, open lines, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. Bob?
Yes, indeed. So we're going to go to our phone lines. We're going to start in Lubbock, Texas today. Craig, you are on the air. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Bob and Bob. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Craig.
We're doing well. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. I just had a quick question for you. I have recently heard, I actually am a registered nurse who works in an emergency room here in Lubbock. And, of course, we deal with the COVID thing quite extensively, and you know, it's a nasty customer. And so what I heard the other day was a pastor out of a mega church out of, I guess, I was Orlando, Florida, somewhere, saying that his congregation not to take the vaccine because it was a precursor to the mark of the beast. Now I don't know where to, you know, where to go with this and what to think about it.
Well, I'll just jump in right there, Craig, and say that's baloney. It is not the precursor, and we shouldn't, as Christians, be afraid as far as the mark of the beast is concerned. You and I have already been marked out by God through the Holy Spirit. He has been given to us as a deposit guaranteeing our eternal inheritance. So you've already been marked out by God as someone who belongs to God, someone who has been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So it will be impossible for you to take the mark of the beast. Now, when it comes to the mark of the beast, when we read in the book of Revelation, we see that it's something that's on the hand or the forehead. And that's symbolic of belief and action. Belief and action. So our hearts have already been turned to Christ. So we went from unbelievers to believers in Christ. And we live out this new life by faith in Jesus. So we're renewed by the mind. We have the laws of God, the laws of faith, hope, and love written in our hearts and on our minds. And we live that out by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, there's the way of the world, and there's a belief in the way of this world, a belief in the lies of Satan. And those who live by the lies of this world, by the lies of Satan, they're gonna express, manifest the fruit of evil, aren't they? So when we're talking about marks, we're talking about things that that come from the inside, that start with a belief system. So you, as a believer in Christ, you've already been marked out by the Lord Jesus Christ. You have already been marked as one of his very own. So you don't have to worry about that whatsoever.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It just bothers me when these so-called pastors are, you know, putting this kind of fear into their congregations.
The book of Revelation, you can read it, and it can be very scary. You can get caught up in all the apocalyptic language, and you can come out of a reading of the book of Revelation and be scared to death, walking on eggshells. But that's not why the book of Revelation was written. It was written to be a blessing to anyone who read it. Why is it a blessing? Because we see Jesus for who he really is, high and lifted up. We see him as the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world, with everybody bowing to him in worship and praise and glory. We see the protective hand that he has on those who have received him and believed him. And so when you walk through the pages with your eyes fully set on Jesus, you're going to walk a trail of assurance through the book of Revelation. You're going to see time and time and time again that you, as a believer in Christ, have absolutely nothing to worry about. Why? Because in Christ, you have been saved from the wrath to come. That wrath of judgment that is going to be poured out on the lost world. You're not a part of that lost world. You have been rescued from that lost world. You have been taken out of darkness and placed into the kingdom of the Son. You are now light in the Lord. So you've been marked out when you walk through the book of Revelation and you set your eyes firmly on Jesus. It's going to be a walk of assurance for you from beginning to end.
Gotcha.
Okay?
That makes sense.
Craig, that's good news, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, let me do this, Craig. We have a couple of resources. One is called a CD series called Trail of Assurance, and I would love to send that to you and just to help you walk through the book of Revelation and to get the feel for all that Christ has done and the fact that you can be totally confident on the day of judgment because of the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Well, I'd love to have it, Bob. I appreciate that.
Well, let me put you on hold, Craig. We'll send it your way. And thank you so much for your call, and Merry Christmas. And thanks for your good work on the front lines fighting this COVID-19 pandemic. I'm sure you have incredible stories to tell of how this disease is affecting people, and we just thank you for your service on that front.
Yes, we do.
Well, that's my privilege, and you know, it's my ministry for the Lord.
Yeah, well, pray that he just continues to strengthen you so that you can carry that out in full measure, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks.
Hey, you hang on, Craig. Thanks for your call.
Bob, we'll let our listeners know the Trail of Assurance is available along with many other resources on our online store. And, friends, you'll find it at store.basicgospel.com and .net. We would love for you to go there and check out all of the resources that Bob has put there to aid you toward spiritual growth and maturity in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, that's store.basicgospel.net. Again, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. We're glad you're with us. We want to really hear from you, as we did from Craig on the phone at 844-322-2742. In the meantime, Bob, this question from Connie, who writes to us from Las Vegas. First question she has is, were Adam and Eve Hebrew? If so, how come we aren't all Jewish? Number two, my mother has Alzheimer's. Years ago, she assigned me POA, that is
what? Power of attorney.
Power of attorney. And she knows the Lord and used to tithe, but how much, I really don't know, she says. She says, should I tithe her money? And if so, to what church? Third question, what Old Testament promises are not for us? I was told to be careful that only New Testament promises are for us. I don't believe that. Please explain.
Well, Connie, those are all great questions. First, as far as Adam and Eve, they were created as humans, so they were just human beings, and we didn't get to kind of a division until Abraham came along, and Abraham was just a human being as well, neither Jew nor Gentile, just a human being, part of the human race, and God met with him and said, I am going to make you the father of many nations, and through your seed, through your bloodline, the world is going to be blessed. So Abraham did have a son of promise. His name was Isaac. And then God met with Isaac and said the same blessing to him, that through his seed, the world was going to be blessed. That was through Jacob. And Jacob had the 12 sons. Judah was one of the 12. And it was through the bloodline of Judah that Jesus came into this world from a earthly standpoint. We know he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and we know that story. But from an earthly standpoint, from an earthly genealogy, he came through the bloodline of Judah. And it was Judah where this Jewish phrase was given, that those in the tribe of Judah, those in the southern kingdom of Judah, were known as Jews. But it was that bloodline that became separate from the world. And so everything else would have been known as Gentile, and then that bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 sons, particularly Judah, would have been the Jewish bloodline. And so what we see in that is that God picked out just that group of people, that bloodline of people, to bring Messiah into the world, to bring Jesus into the world. But it was through Jesus that the entire world would be blessed, that this gospel message goes to both Jew and Gentile, and anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, whether Jew or Gentile, will be saved. So this blessing that was given to Abraham was for all people. It wasn't just to a certain group of people. It was for all people. So Adam and Eve, they were just the beginning of the human race. We all fit into that category. We're all a part of the human race, regardless of color or background or ethnicity or any of those things. We all belong to the human race, and we are therefore recipients of that good news of Jesus Christ, and anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, as far as her second question, power of attorney,
right,
should she take some of the money that is her grandmother's and tithe? Well, that gets down to another important theological truth, and that theological truth is this, that we are in the new covenant today and not the old covenant. So the old covenant, God told the people, the different tribes of Israel, to bring tithes to the storehouse. Now that consisted of cattle and animals and that sort of thing, and produce, and those things were to be used in the service of the priesthood. Mm-hmm. So they would be used for sacrifices. They would be used for food for the priest. That's how God provided for the priest, was through this tithe. Now, if you look in the Old Testament, you see that there were three different tithes. Two were 10%, and one was 10%, but it was to be given every 3 years. And we have a great little booklet called Giving the New Covenant Way that really addresses this, and we would love to send it to anybody. Also on our YouTube channel, our most watched video is about tithing. So I think 260,000 people have viewed that, and that just continues to grow. So if you want more information, we have two great resources that we can give you. But that old covenant, that was kind of old covenant law for the nation of Israel. Now we're under the new covenant. And in this new covenant, we are encouraged to participate in the grace of giving. There's not an amount. It's just giving from the joy of the Lord. That's what the grace of giving is all about. So that's how we're called to give as new covenant believers. Now, what you do with your grandmother's money, how you want to handle that, since you've been given the power of attorney, I think you should meet with, if you have other siblings, to meet together and come up with a plan. What do we want to do? And then joyfully do that, knowing that that would be a desire of your grandmother's. So that's how I would handle it. I wouldn't ask the question, should we, are we obligated to do it? Here's an opportunity for you to participate in the grace of giving. And you have to step back and say, is this something that our grandmother would want and desire? And if so, how would we give that? Who would we give it to? What causes would we support? And let's do that with joy, knowing that she would love that.
And the final part of Connie's question, what Old Testament promises are not for us? I was told, she says, to be careful that only New Testament promises are for us. I don't believe that, so please explain.
Well, there are some things that were specifically given to the nation of Israel, like 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people will humble themselves and pray. It talks about that he will heal their land. And he was actually talking about healing their land, making it fertile, making it a place where they could grow whatever they wanted to grow. Israel is a very rocky place, and it's hard to maintain. And when it's kind of neglected, it takes some time to get that. And that's what they were doing, neglecting all the promises of God to them, and that was specific to the nation of Israel. But I think context will help you determine it.
Absolutely.
But all within those promises is this underlying story of Jesus, and all that's promised to us is fulfilled in him.
Well, we love hearing from our listeners, and Connie, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you, and as you make decisions going forward, again, we hope that's a help to you. Friends, thanks for joining us today for Basic Gospel, and thanks again to all of you who support Basic Gospel each month. Please keep in mind that the end of 2020 is coming soon, and we need your help, your support, to reach a need of $210,000 by the 31st. Your most generous Christmas time gift will help Basic Gospel get out of this year and move into 2021, clearly focused on the proclamation of love, grace, and life of Jesus Christ. And when you make your gift in December, we'll send you a brand new CD series by Bob Christopher. It's called Making the Case for Grace. It's a walk through the heart of Romans, and we want to send you a copy as our way of saying thank you for your support of Basic Gospel in the month of December. Please make your most generous gift, Christmas time gift, at basicgospel.net and request your copy of Making the Case for Grace. Between now and our next broadcast, if you have Bible questions or struggling with some issue, give us a call. Leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.